如果长袍代表中国传统的文化，
If the long gown signifies the traditional Chinese culture,
暖气代表西方科技的发达的话，
And the air conditioner or the heater signifies the Western technology,
我今天穿长袍就是我想起在北美的华人住在这样的一个西方的世界里面，我们还有很多要学习、要调整的。
So today, the way I dress already signifies that we have to adjust and learn as a Chinese in North America.
当我今天决定穿这个 outfit 的时候
，As I decided to wear this outfit today,
我只看到外面天气非常的寒冷。
I saw that the weather is actually quite cold.
我不知道教会里面是那样的温暖。
I did not realize that within the church is so warm.
但是穿上了，没有办法脱掉。
But since I've put it on, I cannot take it off.
所以我现在不是心里火热，我是全身火热的跟你们传福音。
So not only am I zealous in my spirit, I'm also very warm physically.
今天是年初三。
Today is the third day of the Chinese New Year.
每一次在过年的时候，我们说我们要团拜。
And as we spend time together in Chinese New Year, we say we have to greet each other.
我们今天要团聚在一起，我们来敬拜神。
And as we gather together, we actually come and worship the Lord.
去年在马年的时候，我花了一个下午的时间，把我的这个，成语大全，把所有跟马有关系的成语都把它找出来。
Last year was the year of the horse, and I spent a whole afternoon trying to look up proverbs that has to do with horses.
今年我也花了一点时间把成语大全里面跟羊有关系的成语找出来。
And since this year is the year of the ram, I also looked up all the proverbs that has concern with the ram.
我有两个发现。
And I found two things.
第一个发现，中国人比较喜欢马，不喜欢羊。
First, the Chinese likes the horse better than the ram.
因为有关马的成语远远多过有关羊的成语。
Because I found many more proverbs concerning the horse, compared to the ram.
第二个发现
，My second discovery.
凡是跟羊有关系的成语，都不是太好的成语。
All the proverbs that has to do with rams are not very good.
那么好的成语呢，都是假羊，不是真羊。
And those that actually have good meanings deals with the false rams.
三羊开泰，那个羊不是那个牛羊的羊。Anyway, 不管他。
He didn't warn me about this.
所以我们发现，有这两个我发现有这两个特点。
So I discovered these two things.
当我再回到圣经的时候，
But when I turn back into the Bible,
我发现在圣经的启示里面，
In the revelation of the word,
在基督教的信仰里面，
In our Christian faith,
看重羊过于看重马，
We pay more attention to the lamb rather than the horse.
那么今年在过羊年，
And today, as we spend the year of the ram,
我找不到 我找不到一个好的一般的成语来三羊开泰，来跟大家团拜。
I cannot find a good Chinese proverb concerning the ram or the lamb to greet you.
但是我却发现，在圣经里面有一句跟羊有关系的一节圣经，可以作为我们彼此的提醒。
But there is a scripture in the Bible that will serve this purpose very well.
当耶稣出来传道的时候，施洗约翰宣告说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
When Jesus first came out to preach, John the Baptist saw him and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of man."
圣经里面提到的羊跟世人有关系。
The lamb that's recorded in the Bible has relation to us.
圣经里面提到的羊跟世人的罪孽有关系。
The scriptural reference to the lamb has relation to our sins.
因此我建议弟兄姊妹，当我们在过羊年想到羊的时候，我们做以下的两个祷告。
So as we spend this particular year together, let us pray the following prayer.
第一，让我们在神的面前更深地认识这个神的羔羊。
that we will know better and deeper this Lamb of God.
第二，求主在这一年的里面，让更多迷失的羊回到他的羊圈里面来。
And pray that many lost sheep will come back to the fold this year.
让我们在新的羊年的时候，在羊年新的开始的时候，有这样的祷告来作为我们的开始。
So that we can begin this new year with the prayer that I just mentioned.
很多人关心我在中东的老二。
Many of you have expressed concern about my second son who's in Persian Gulf right now.
感谢主，上个礼拜天我们接到他从中东打来的电话。
Last Sunday, I received a phone call from him.
是做完礼拜下午预备吃晚饭，下午七点半的时候，我在家里面接到他的电话。
He called us about 7:30 in the afternoon as we were preparing our dinner.
是师母接的电话。
Mrs. Lee, took the call.
他在接到这电话的时候，失去他一向很珍贵的矜持，大叫一声，我就知道发生什么事了。
When she received the phone call, very rarely she lost control and exclaimed, and I knew who was calling.
所以他在楼下接，我就到楼上去接另外一个电话。
So as she was talking to Chris in the first floor, I went upstairs and took the call upstairs.
我看一看表，是我们这里下午七点半。
I looked at my watch, it was 7:30.
我看另外一个钟，那个钟是我们家里面一直就是照着中东的时间的一个钟，我们一看是半夜三点半。
We also have a clock in our house set to the time in the Middle East, and I watched the clock, it's 3:30 in the morning.
我就问他，我说你为什么在半夜三点钟的时候打电话过来呢？
So I asked him, why did you call me at this hour?
那天我们打电话打了有半个多钟头的时间。
We spoke on the phone over 30 minutes.
当然他用的是我的电话卡。
Of course, he used my telephone calling card.
这个又跟羊有关系了，这个羊毛反正出在羊身上。我说你为什么半夜打电话来？
I say, why did you call during midnight?
他说爸爸，白天没有办法打电话。
He said, Father, I cannot call you during the day.
我每天工作14个小时。
I work 14 hours a day.
我七天都要工作。
I work 7 days a week.
但是很高兴礼拜天早上我的上司让我去做礼拜。
But I'm very happy because during Sunday morning, my supervisor allowed me to go to church.
所以白天没有办法打电话。
So I couldn't call you during the day.
但是呢，为什么现另外一个原因就是因为我忙，但是呢，每一次我要打电话，那个电话都是排长龙。
And every time when I did have some time that I could call you, there's a long line lining up to make phone calls.
所以我只有三点钟请人把我叫起来，我才可以跟你们打电话。
So I asked someone to wake me up 3:30 so that I can call you.
那为什么前天不打，大前天不打，为什么现在打呢？
And so I asked him, why didn't you call earlier? Why did you wait until Sunday?
他说爸爸妈妈好像最近快过中国年了。
He said, Dad, Mom, I think Chinese New Year is around this time.
所以我打这个电话给你们拜年。
So I decided to give you a call and give you New Year's greetings.
我在楼上听，我太太在楼下听。
Of course, I remind you, I'm listening to the call upstairs and my wife is downstairs.
当我们听到这里的时候，我们两个人，我们都知道，我们都流泪。
As I heard that, I know both of us were shedding tears.
我们突然发现战火把我们的儿子训练得更成熟更懂事了。
We suddenly discovered that war has matured our son.
然后他就继续地告诉我说，请你在礼拜天做礼拜的时候也替我向弟兄姊妹拜年。
And so he asked me also to give greetings to you all during today.
他接受说，他说他关心的不是他自己安全的问题。
He said he wasn't too concerned about his personal safety.
说请告诉大家为我的见证祷告。
He said, please tell everybody to pray for my testimony.
今天在中东，他说有许多神的儿女在我们的中间。
He said, there are many children of God in our midst in the Middle East.
他说请大家祷告，不要让这些基督徒没有意义白白地被送到前线。
To pray that these children of God are not in the front lines in vain.
我答应他，我也替你们答应他。
I acknowledged his request, and I also committed you all.
我说不只是我们为你祷告， 教会弟兄姊妹都要为你祷告。
So not only will we pray for you, the church will pray for you as well.
谢谢大家对我们儿子的关心。
And I thank you all for your concern for our son.
请我们翻到以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn now to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
我们上个礼拜已经讲了一部分，我们今天要继续上个礼拜所讲的。
We want to continue what we started off last week.
十五节到二十三节。
Verses 15 to 23.
在我们读这一段经文之前，请我们低头，我们做个祷告。
Before we read the scriptures again, let us bow for a word of prayer.
天父，在这漫天烽火的中东
，Heavenly Father, as we think about the war-infested Middle East,
在这个动荡不安的时代
，as we think about the society that we live in,
许多的人在求和平
，so many people are seeking for peace.
但是我们要求你彰显你的旨意
，but we beg you to show us your will.
天父，我们求你照着你在创世以前所定规的计划成全你的心意。
Heavenly Father, fulfill the plan that you've had even before you created this world.
不管人今天在什么样的处境里
，No matter where we are in our stages,
让我们多想到永恒。
Help us to think about eternity.
让我们看见我们所处的这个世代。是一个过眼烟云的时代。
Give us eyes to see the real truth of this world. It is but a shadow.
求你向我们说话。
Speak to us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
以弗所书一章十五节到二十三节是保罗为以弗所教会的一段祷告。
The passage of scripture that we read today is a prayer of Paul.
但是上一次我强调这个祷告也代表上帝对教会心意的一个显露。
Although it was a prayer of Paul concerning the church of Ephesus, I have also mentioned this is a concern that God has to the church eternal.
这个祷告很明显地分成两个部分。
And we've mentioned how this prayer is in two parts.
在十七节我们看见保罗强调要认识上帝的丰满。
In verse 17, Paul mentioned the importance of knowing the riches of God.
十八节到二十三节让我们看见保罗强调我们要认识教会的丰富。
And then later on, Paul stressed the importance of knowing the riches of the church.
一方面让我们认识上帝的丰满。
On the one hand, we need to know God.
一方面，他提醒我们要认识神给我们这一些跟随他的人有何等丰盛的一个荣耀。
But then, on the other hand, he wants us to know the glory that we have from the inheritance.
我们今天认识许许多多关于神的事情。
Today, we know many things concerning God.
我们不够认识神的自己。
But we do not know God Himself.
就不要说我们对他的体验。
So we can't even experience him.
中国人说我们举头三尺有神明。
The Chinese have a saying that God is above us, about 3 feet.
但是圣经告诉我们说，不管你跟神之间有多远的距离。
But the scripture says, no matter how far you are away from God.
圣经强调的不只是让我们看见有神，圣经强调的是让我们这些人跟神发生一个关联。
The important thing is for us to have a relationship with God.
当我们提到关系的时候
When we talk about a relationship,
这个关系必然是会有进步的
This is a relationship that grows.
关系的进步乃是在于相互认识的程度
And a relationship only will grow with knowledge towards both parties.
中国人讲到五伦的关系
The Chinese have a saying that there are 5 relations.
不管君臣、父子、夫妇、兄弟或者这个朋友
Whether it's between friends,or the government or the family.
所有的这些关系都需要从相互的认识来增强它的关系。
The relationship will only grow and improve from knowing each other better.
最近，我们儿子在中东。
My son is in the Middle East.
给我们有机会让我们夫妇虽然认识有前后30多年的时间，我们彼此有新的认识。
This gave Mrs. Lee and I an opportunity to know each other even better.
我们实在看见夫妇的关系在更深、更进步的认识里面，彼此更密切、更相爱。
And because of the increased knowledge of each other, I think we have a more intimate relationship.
夫妇是如此，两代也是一样。
This is the same between generations.
前天我的大儿子打了个电话给我。
Day before yesterday, my older son called me.
他现在跟我太太在 Georgia, 在我父母亲那边跟他们过年。
He is spending Chinese New Year along with my wife, with my father and mother in Atlanta.
年初一早上，我大儿子打了一个电话给我，他说：“爸爸，恭喜恭喜，过年是个这个恭喜发财等等，说了一些他所能够知道的一些好话。”
So on the first day of the Chinese New Year, he called me and gave me all the traditional Chinese greetings that he can think of.
他讲完了以后问我一句话。
And then afterwards, he had this to say.
他说：“爸爸，我如果不打电话，你一定不会在意吧？”
Dad, if I didn't call, would you mind?
我说你为什么问这个问题？
And I said, why did you ask this?
说因为这个电话是妈妈逼我打的。
Because this mother who forced me to make this call.
那么我就跟妈妈讲。
So I spoke to Mrs. Lee.
她说爸爸不在乎这一个电话。
I'm not too concerned with this phone call.
你为什么把爸爸变成那么俗呢？你为什么把我爸爸弄得好像那么世俗
Why did you make me so worldly?
那他就继续在问我，你真的在不在意如果我不打电话？
And he continued to press me, would you really mind if I didn't call?
我跟我儿子讲。
So I said to my son,
我说你认识我27年。
You've known me for over 27 years.
我也认识你27年。
And I've known you for 27 years.
我发现你认识我还不够。
I found that you don't know me enough.
我的答案是什么呢？
What was my answer?
你不打电话，我一点不在意。
If you didn't call, I wouldn't mind.
但是你现在打了电话，我非常的在意。
But now that you have called, I am very concerned.
你不打电话，我一点不在乎。
If you didn't call, I wouldn't have been so concerned.
但你现在打了这个电话，我非常的感激你。
But now that you have called, I thank you.
你看见没有？当人与人的认识越来越多的时候，他的关系也就越密切。
What I'm trying to say is when our relations grows, when we know each other deeper.
一些不懂得谈恋爱的夫妇。
A husband and wife who doesn't know how to love each other.
他们的关系到某一个程度就停止了。
Then the relation will stop at a certain point.
我常常鼓励一些夫妇，你们要学会如何的谈恋爱。
I have encouraged couples again and again to know how to love one another.
不要说我们已经老夫老妻，不要再肉麻了。
Don't say we've been married for so long. Don't talk about love.
但是我们老夫老妻有老夫老妻对对方表达爱的方法。
But because we've been married so long, we have unique ways of expressing our love to each other.
也许我们不都是从拥抱或者用我爱你这三个字来表达。
Perhaps we cannot show it from an embrace or saying the words I love you.
但是当我们彼此有更深的认识的时候，我们彼此的关系就更密切。
But because we know each other well, our relations can only grow.
所以保罗在这里提醒以弗所教会。
So Paul is reminding the church in Ephesus.
虽然你们这个教会还不错。
Even though this is a pretty good church.
信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
You have obeyed the Lord and you are dear brothers and sisters.
但是你们彼此之间的关系要更深的，跟主的关系要更深的加深。
But your relationship among each other and between God has to grow.
怎么样能够认识神？
And how do you know God?
赐人智慧和启示的灵，使我们能够真知道他。
We need the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
我今天不多再讲上个礼拜讲过的。
I will not reiterate what I've said last week.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹一起看十八节。
Today I want to spend time on verse 18.
保罗提到我们要知道我们在神的面前有一些什么样的丰富。
Paul stresses that we should know the riches that we have received from God.
十八节说使你们知道。
Again, Paul said, I pray that you may know.
三件事情。
Three things.
第一个恩召。
The hope.
第二个是讲到那个基业。
The inheritance.
第三是提到那个能力。
And the power.
这三样东西很有意思。
These three things are unique.
恩召是过去的。
The call is in the past.
我们怎么样认识耶稣，我们怎么开始过基督徒的生活，是因为那个恩召而来的。
How do we know Christ? How do we know God? It began when we received him.
基业是讲到未来的。
The inheritance is in the future.
有一天我们在神的面前要得着这个丰富的基业。
One day before God, we will receive this rich inheritance.
能力是讲今天的。
The power is for today.
所以保罗在这里提到三件事情跟我们的过去、未来和现在有关系。
So the three things that Paul wants us to know has relation to us in the past, in the present, and for the future.
而且非常的有趣的，在第三节到十四节这段经文也是分成三个小段落。
And very interestingly, in verses 3 to 14, you can divide it into three parts as well.
四节到第六节是一个段落。
Verse 4 to 6 is one such passage.
七到十二是一个段落。
And then verse 7 to 12 is another one.
十三、十四节是另外一个段落。
And then verses 13 and 14.
这三个段落都用同样一句话来结束的。
These three passages end with the same sentence.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
To the praise of His glorious grace.
三段都是一样，都是同样的，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，来结束这三段。
All three passages ends with the same sentence, to the praise of His glory.
如果我们仔细看，发现四节到第六节是讲到恩召。
If we pay special attention to verses 4 to 6, it talks about our call.
七节到十二节是讲到基业。
From verses 7 to 11, it's our inheritance.
十三到十四是讲到那个圣灵给我们的能力。
And in verses 13 and 14, it's the power from the Holy Spirit.
今天早上我想跟大家思想恩召和基业这两件事情。
This morning, I would like to meditate with you on the meaning of the call and the inheritance.
因为在保罗这个祷告里面。
Because in the prayer of Paul,
他一直慢慢地加强他的负担，到后面这一个显出教会是基督的身体的这样的一个高潮。
He is trying to build up the climactic truth, which is the truth concerning the church.
我们刚才说以弗所教会是一个很不错的一个教会。
We have just mentioned that the church in Ephesus is a very good church.
它是个信从主耶稣、亲爱众圣徒的教会。
It is a church that is faithful in Christ Jesus and has love among each other.
贾玉明老牧师说了一句话关于这一节圣经。
An elderly pastor has mentioned.
他说信徒有左右两个手。
Said believers have two hands, left and right.
他说一个手与主相通，一个手与人接连。
They have one hand communing with God, and the other hand they have good relations with brothers and sisters.
在中文的翻译成信从和亲爱，英文把它翻译成 faith and love.
In the English version, it mentioned how they are faithful and they have love.
在中文翻译是强调它的动词的这一部分，英文是只是提到名词的一部分。
In the Chinese, the verb is more stressed.
我们在这里看见那个教会不只是有一些属灵的恩典，但是他们也把这些成为他们的行动。
In other words, not only do they have spiritual truth, they also put it in action.
我们在这里先看到这个恩召到底是什么。
So what is this holy call that we've received?
神的恩召让我们再一次想到信徒入门的一些事情。
This is how we begin our path of discipleship.
在这里，保罗提醒这些教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
Paul is reminding these believers.
他所提醒的也是这三十年我在中国教会侍奉里面一个很深的一个负担。
And what he is emphasizing is also one of my deepest concerns for the past 30 years.
过去这三十年来，我发现中国教会有一些很明显的通病。
I've noticed that in the Chinese churches for the past 30 years, there's a common problem.
这个通病之一是什么呢？
What is their common problem?
我们对永生的观念相当的模糊。
We don't have a clear understanding of eternity.
什么叫做永生？
What is eternal life?
有很多人永生把它等于来生。
Many people think that eternal life begins only after we die.
所以当我们一离开这个世界的时候，
So when we leave this world,
我们就开始永生。
Then we begin our eternal life.
弟兄姊妹错了。
This is wrong.
什么时候开始永生呢？
When does eternal life begin?
你信耶稣的那一刹那开始，你就有永生。
It begins at the moment when you believe in the Lord Jesus.
或者你信耶稣开始，就开始了永生。
In other words, eternal life begins at the point when you believe.
你说这个有什么重要呢？
Say, what's the distinction?
这个非常的重要。
It's very important.
因为有许多的基督徒，
Because many Christians
认为得永生是来生的事情。
thinks that eternal life is for the future.
所以不注意今生的行事为人。
So they're not too concerned with their present day conduct and living.
不注意今生的行为，不注意今生的一举手一投足。
They're not concerned with what they're doing right now.
永生是什么呢？
But what is eternal life?
永生等于今生加来生。
Eternal life is what we have now and the life that is to come.
从你信耶稣开始。
At the point when you believe,
你得着那个生命。
You've received this life.
那个生命一直到永远。
And this life extends to eternity.
但是很可惜。
But it's pitiful.
我们知道这个观念的时候。
Even when we know this concept.
我们只强调它的量而忽略了它的值。
We only concerned with the quantity but not the quality.
我们只提到这个生命是到永远的。
We stress the point that this life extends to eternity.
我们却没有好好的思想我们的生命是什么样的一个生命。
But we do not spend time thinking about what kind of life is this.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们。
So Paul is reminding us.
他说我为你们祷告。
I pray for you.
要让你们知道一件事情。
So that you know one thing.
神的恩召。
The call of God.
从信主开始的那个东西。
That began when you first believe.
何等的盼望。
It contains much hope.
从信主开始。
From the point when
you believe. 一直到永远。
To eternity.
他这个盼望是提到他的永恒性。
The hope points to the eternal nature.
我们不要轻看何等这两个字是强调它的本质。
Do not overlook the word how, which points to the quality.
我上个月回台湾。
Last month, I was in Taiwan for a few days.
我请一位在台大历史系教书的一个好朋友替我收集一些材料。
And I asked a good friend of mine who is now teaching in the National Taiwan University to gather some information for me.
我说中国近代史里面有一个很出名的运动叫做新生活运动。
I said there's a movement in modern Chinese history known as the New Life Movement.
我说我那个时候读历史，把这新生活运动没有好好的读，所以现在模模糊糊不太清楚。
When I first heard of it, I didn't spend too much time studying, so I don't have a clear concept of what it was about.
我就请台大历史系的这位教授替我收集一些关于新生活运动的一些资料。
So I asked my good friend who's teaching history to gather some information for me.
为什么？
Why?
因为我觉得今天在教会里面
Because I feel that in the church today
需要新生活运动
We need the new life or new living movement
今天在教会里面
In the church today
我们可以在教堂里面很多事情说得天花乱坠
Within the confines of the church we can speak lofty words
但是我们的生活却不能把我们的信仰能够反照出来
But during our daily living, we do not reflect the truth that we claim that we hold to.
昨天晚上我有机会被邀请到这个大波士顿中华文化协会他们的过年的这一个盛宴，在那边做他们的贵宾。
Last night, I was invited to be a guest for the Chinese New Year celebration sponsored by the Greater Boston Chinese Cultural Association.
当我接受这个邀请的时候。
When I accepted this invitation,
诚实坦白地说，我里面有一些挣扎。
Frankly speaking, I tell you the truth, I had some struggles.
那样的地方合适我这个牧师去吗？
Is it suitable for me as a pastor to go to such a celebration?
那不是一个很世俗的一个地方吗？
Isn't that a very worldly place?
那么我这个那么圣洁的人跑到那里去，不是有一点呢这个不太调和吗
？Is it proper for me as a holy person to go to such a surrounding？
弟兄姊妹，我还是去了。
I did go。
我带着那个 holy person 的 holiness 去了。
I went with holiness。
我觉得我应该在那个地方让人家看到我的 holiness。
I felt that I need to be there for others to see.
这是一个很重要的基督徒的世界观。
This is an important Christian worldview.
我不认为一个基督徒参与这样的一个活动是不对的。
I do not believe that it's wrong for Christians to take part in these activities.
今天基督徒一个大的危险。
One of the dangers facing Christians today.
我们的好朋友都在教会里面。
Is that all our good friends are located in the church?
我们在外面，我们没有好朋友。
We do not have good friends in the world.
这只有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
一个可能你已经把所有的好朋友都 convert 变成基督徒了。
One is that you've converted all your good friends to Christians.
我为你感谢赞美主。
If that's the truth, then I praise God for you.
另外一个可能。
The other possibility.
你有一种错误的世界观。
You have a wrong worldview.
你是一个圣徒。
Because you are holy.
虽然你的名字不叫 Simon Templar.
Even though your name is not the saint.
但是我们总是觉得我们是一个圣洁的人。
But we feel that we are quote unquote holy.
我们跟世界是井水不犯河水。
So we have no real relation with the world.
我们跟世界是敬而远之。
Yes, we can be there, but we do not want to touch it too much.
保罗在这里为以弗所教会祷告。
But Paul is praying for the church.
他要让他们再一次复习那个恩召。
So that they review the hope that the call that they receive.
再一次提醒他们一个基督徒的世界观到底是什么。
Reminding them of the proper Christian worldview.
弟兄姊妹，你现在了解为什么我有负担要在教会的里面，在中国教会的里面带出一个运动来，叫做新生活运动。
Do you now understand my concern and burden for bringing forth this new life or new living movement in the Chinese church?
到底我们今天基督徒在我们的环境里面，在我们的学校，在我们的办公室当中有什么样的影响？
What kind of influence do we Christians really have in our sphere of influence?
我给大家发出一个这样的挑战。
I issue this challenge to you.
如果你的公司里面没有你，
If you are not present in your company,
你的公司会有什么不同？
How would that impact your company?
我再说一遍。
Allow me to say this again.
如果在你的公司里面，
In the company that you're working right now,
你不在他们当中，
If you suddenly do not exist there anymore,
请问那一个地方有什么不一样？
How much of a difference would that make?
如果我们有新的生命带出来的新的生活，
If we have a new way of living from the new life that we have received,
如果我们有道成肉身的见证，
If we truly have the testimony of word becoming flesh,
弟兄姊妹，每一次我讲到这里，
And dear brothers and sisters, whenever I say this,
我心里面有一个很强的矛盾，
I have this problem in my heart.
那矛盾是什么呢？我常常想，我是一个牧师，
Because I am a pastor.
我的生活就是在这样的一个所谓的象牙塔里面，
I live in thisIvory Tower.
我何等盼。
And dear brothers and sisters, whenever I say this,
我心里面有一个很强的矛盾。
I have this problem in my heart.
那矛盾是什么呢？我常常想，我是一个牧师。
Because I am a pastor.
我的生活就是在这样的一个所谓的象牙塔里面。
I live in this ivory tower.
我何等盼望，我也有一天能够跟弟兄姊妹一样，每一天从早上九点钟到五点钟，生活在一个所谓非基督徒气氛和环境的这样的一个地方。
Somehow I felt that I should spend time just like you to spend time in a 9-to-5 type of environment.
因为除非我在那样的一个环境里面，我总是觉得我这样的道不够有力。
Because unless I have experienced this, I cannot really have power in what I say.
但是起码我讲这句话，你们了解我的心意。
So you understand how I feel when I issue these challenges.
我知道不容易。
I know it's difficult.
但是让我们在神的面前再一次思想，我们的恩召到底有什么样的目的？
But let us remind ourselves, why did God call us?
不是单单关于来生而已，而是跟今生有关系。
It's not just for the life to come, but the life we have today.
这是提到恩召。
This is the hope.
保罗接着说，使你们知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
But then Paul also stressed the riches of his glorious inheritance.
我们从这一段圣经的上下文来看。
From the context in which this appeared,
这个基业可能有两种不同的解释。
There are two interpretations to the word inheritance.
我们成为上帝的基业。
We become God's inheritance.
我们成为上帝的宝贝。
We become the precious possessions of God.
另外一个解释。
But on the other hand,
上帝给我们有一些宝贝，有一些基业。
God is giving us some precious things that will become our inheritance.
如果我们看十四节的话，
If we look at verse 14,
我们就看见这个基业是指着上帝在我们的中间所给的好处说的。
We've noticed that in this case, the inheritance is something that God will give to us.
那个基业，保罗说要照亮你们心中的眼睛才可以看到。
And this inheritance, Paul mentioned, you have to see with new open eyes.
我再说这个教会信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Again, I mentioned this church is a church of faith and love.
好教会。
It's a good church.
好基督徒。
They are good Christians.
但是他们的眼睛却没有看见这个基业。
And yet their eyes have not been opened to these inheritance.
听说以前在波兰。
I've heard that in Poland.
在一个小学鼓励他们小学生写文章歌颂共产主义。
They encouraged the elementary school students to write essays praising communism.
有一个小孩就写了一篇文章。
And a small child wrote the following passage.
就是我家有一个很可爱的猫。
So、in my home is a very lovely cat.
昨天生了三只更可爱的小猫。
Yesterday gave birth to three lovely kittens.
那三只小猫都是共产党员。
Those three kittens all belong to the Communist Party.
哎呀，那老师看了以后觉得他写得非常的好。
The teacher was touched by what he wrote.
那么过了一天。
After one day.
他跟老师说，老师那篇文章还给我。
Said, teacher, can you give back what I wrote?
他说要干什么？他说我要改一改。
He said, why? I said, I have to change some things.
后来改了以后，他交给这个老师。
After he made some changes, he gave it back to the teacher.
老师一看。
What did he write?
我家有一只可爱的小猫，我有一只可爱的猫。
In my home, there is a lovely cat.
昨天改成前天，前天生了三只小猫。
Yesterday was changed to the day before gave birth to three lovely kittens.
非常可爱。
They are lovely.
他们两只是共产党。
Two of them belongs to the Communist Party.
这个老师就觉得很稀奇。
The teacher was perplexed.
他说为什么前天三只，现在变成两只是共产党呢？
Why did it change in one day from three belonging to the party to two?
那小孩子很诚实地跟那个老师讲。
And the young child responded very honestly to the teacher.
他说我昨天回到家，发现三只小猫里面有一只小猫眼睛张开来了。
Said when I went home last night, I discovered one of the kittens' eyes opened.
当我想到这个笑话的时候
，As I think about this joke.
你们知道我很喜欢讲笑话。
By now you should know that I like to joke.
如果你们有什么好笑话，请你们务必打个电话给我，让我有机会奇闻共赏，大家可以一起分享。You won't forget. 我们需要打开眼睛，才能够真的看见我们该看见的东西。
Indeed, we need to open our eyes in order to see what we need to see.
很多的时候，我们以为看见。
So often we thought that we saw.
保罗说，要照明你们心中的眼睛，让你们知道他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
But then Paul says, may he open your eyes so that you can truly know the riches of your glorious inheritance.
为什么？
Why?
因为一个基督徒对他基业的认识影响他另外一面的世界观。
Because our worldview will be strongly influenced by what we know of our inheritance.
我在准备的时候，我觉得我要很小心地表达我以下要讲的话。
As I was preparing this, I knew I had to be very careful in how I articulate the following.
在旧约圣经里面，不可否认，我们看见上帝祝福，用物质上面的报赏来祝福他所祝福的人。
In the Old Testament, it's quite clear that you can see when God blesses his people, he blesses them with material possessions.
亚伯拉罕。
For example, Abraham.
他的子孙以撒。雅各、约瑟等等
，His descendants，
约伯
，Job，
我们看见很清楚，神祝福他们，以物质的满足来祝福他们。
It's very clear that God blessed them with material possessions.
所以我们因着这一些例子和圣经里面的这些记载
，Because of these experiences，
我们很快的就有一个这样的一种思想和这样的一种的价值观。
We will be led to the following conclusion or view.
物质的富足等于上帝的祝福。
We will equate material possessions to the blessing of God.
那贫穷怎么办？
So what about those that are poor?
如果我们不敢说贫穷是上帝的咒诅，我们的思想里面就有贫穷是上帝的管教的这样的思想。
Even though we will not say that being poor is a curse of God, maybe in our subconscious we will equate being poor as discipline from God.
所以当我们在物质的贫穷里面，
So if we are poor materially,
甚至在身体的疾病里面，
Or perhaps we can stretch this and say when we are ill,
我们认为这是上帝的处罚。
We feel that this is punishment from God.
你一定不听话，所以上帝轻轻地打你一下。
It must be because you have disobeyed God, and so He is punishing you.
因为你不听话，所以让你受苦。
Because you have disobeyed, that's why you're suffering.
所以呢，就带出现在在二十世纪快到末期的时候，一个很流行的神学思想，叫做成功神学。
That is why to the end of the 20th century, we have this popularity of the success theology.
成功才是神的祝福。
If you're successful, then you're blessed by.
所以我今天在不顺利、不健康的情形里面，一定不在神的祝福里面。
So if my business is not prospering, if I'm not healthy, then I must not be being blessed by God.
但是我们要好好的思想一想。
But we have to examine this.
一个基督徒在生活的压力里面。
If a Christian is being pressed by need.
在身体的疾病里面。
Perhaps physically infirm.
在我们所谓的命运不顺的里面。
When our work is not smooth.
弟兄姊妹，从圣经里面看，起码有几个不同的原因。
From the scriptures, we can see there are several reasons for that.
不像你我所想的那么简单。
Perhaps it's not as simple as we would like it to be.
为什么会生病？
Why do we get sick?
很简单，第一个原因是你因为你自己不小心。
The first response may be because you weren't careful.
这个跟神没有关系。
This has nothing to do with God.
你不要什么事情就跑回来赖神。
Don't blame God for everything.
你也不要随随便便来赖魔鬼。
And don't blame everything on Satan.
有的时候我们很容易赖神。
Sometimes it's easy for us to blame God.
有的时候我们很容易赖魔鬼。
And then sometimes we blame the devil.
有的时候我觉得撒旦有一点冤枉。
Sometimes I think perhaps we put too much blame on Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我不是开玩笑。
I'm not joking.
我们今天很容易把一切责任推在撒旦的身上。
We put all the responsibility towards Satan.
明明是你的不小心。
It's clear because you weren't careful.
明明你应该好好的照顾你的身体，该穿衣服的时候穿衣服，该喝的时候喝，该吃的时候吃，该睡的时候睡。
You should have taken care of your physical needs. Dress warmly, rest well, take fluids.
你现在生病了。
Now you're ill.
打电话给牧师。
You call the pastor.
牧师，撒旦攻击我的好厉害。
Pastor, the devil is attacking me.
你的原因不是因为神，也不是因为魔鬼。
The reason why you're sick is not due to God or devil.
是因为你不小心，因为你不注意。
Because you didn't pay attention to your body.
神给我们安排的自然律，你违反了那个自然律。
God has given us natural laws, and you have gone against it.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
你得罪了上帝。
Yes, you may have sinned against God.
你打电话给我，你说李牧师为我祷告。
And you call me and say, Pastor Lee, pray for me.
因为我现在病得很重。
Because I'm very ill.
我一定会告诉你。
I will tell you.
我要为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
但是更重要的一件事情。
But more importantly,
你要在神面前问一问，你为什么会生病？你为什么会到今天的地步？
You have to ask God, why am I sick?
上帝是个慈爱的神。
Our God is kind.
但是他也是一个绝对公义、圣洁的神。
But he is also righteous and holy.
十四年我在这个教会。
I've spent 14 years in this church.
我一直讲一件事情。
I have always stressed this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不要跟神开玩笑。
Don't joke around with God.
你现在以为可以跟神开玩笑。
Maybe you think right now you can play around with God.
为什么你一定要等到上帝管教你的时候才回到上帝面前？
Why is it that you always have to wait for God to discipline you before you will turn back?
我告诉你，我要为你祷告。
Yes, I will pray for you.
除非你先认罪悔改。
But you need to confess your sins and repent.
再灵的祷告也不能解决你的问题。
Because unless you do so, prayer will not help you.
除非我们真的在神面前悔改认罪。
Unless we confess our sins and repent.
神看的是一个回头。
God will help us if we repent.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在主的面前要看见教会有复兴，除非我们在神的面前有这样的一个体验经历。
Indeed, the whole church needs to experience this before we can have revival.
如果是因为你的罪，
if indeed it's because of your sin that you are sick,
除非你犯罪，除非你悔改，要不然神就继续的把你放在他的管教里面。
You will continue to be under his discipline unless you repent.
那天有一对夫妇弟兄姊妹问我一个问题。
A young couple asked me the following question.
他说，李牧师，神太严厉了。
They complained that the Lord is too demanding.
摩西不是很好吗？摩西不是很好吗？
Wasn't Moses very good?
但是就是错了一点点。
He only was slightly wrong.
上帝跟摩西讲，你要吩咐磐石，磐石会有水流出来。
God commanded Moses, give the command to the rock, and it will give water.
就摩西发了一点脾气，他不是吩咐磐石，他拿起了他的杖去击打那个磐石。
But Moses was angered by the Israelites. He did not just verbally command the rock. He hit the rock with his staff.
不过击打一下那磐石，结果上帝就不让他进到迦南地区。
Because of this, God said, "You cannot enter Canaan."
你说神太过分。
You may say God is too demanding.
弟兄姊妹，不是神太过分。
I would claim that it's not that God is too demanding.
因为神在爱他的人身上要求特别的高。
It's only that God demands more from those that he loves.
除非你不要爱神。
If you do not want to love God.
弟兄姊妹，我诚心地说这句话。
I'm saying this with frankness.
你要爱神，你要真的考虑了以后再来爱神。
You have to really count the cost before you say I love God.
当然我盼望我们教会弟兄姊妹都爱主。
Of course, it's my desire that all of us will love God.
但是我求主帮助我们，让我们真正知道怎么样爱主，爱主的意义，爱主的代价是什么。
But my prayer to God is that we will truly know the meaning and the cost for loving God.
第三个可能。
There's another possibility.
除了你自己不小心。
Other than maybe you are not careful,
你知道不小心不是犯罪。
You know, to be, if you weren't careful, that's not a sin.
我们不要以为说不小心就是罪，所以你一天到晚都活在可怜兮兮的那种罪恶压迫罪恶感的里面。
You don't have to put too much guilt upon yourself.
可能是你的不小心，可能是你犯的罪，所以神一直管教的手在你身上。
Yes, perhaps you have sinned. That is why God is disciplining you.
第三。是神的美意。
We can also think that perhaps this is the beautiful will of God that you are suffering.
弟兄姊妹，有这个可能。
The possibility exists.
你爱主，但是你非常不顺利。
Even though you love God, your goings are not smooth.
你跟从主，但是呢，你受到许多的挫折跟打击。
The more you try to follow God, the more obstacles you come across.
五十多年，神把蔡淑娟姊妹放在黑暗的房间里。
We've heard the story of the Queen of the Dark Chamber, how she was confined to a darkened room for over 50 years.
许多人为她祷告。
Many prayed for her.
老人家告诉我，她也祷告。
And she herself told me that she's been praying.
她说，李牧师，我一直祷告，求主让我有机会出这个暗室。
She said, Pastor Lee, I've been praying to God that he will release me from this confines of the darkened room.
他说神没有听我的祷告。
But God didn't hear my prayer.
但是在暗室里面，神用我用了五十多年。
But in this dark room, God has used me for over 50 years.
他告诉我，他说李牧师。
And she said, Pastor Lee.
他说我可以跟你挑战。
I can challenge you.
我这五十多年在这个房间里面带信主的人，一定比你健健康康在外面跑来跑去五十年带着信主的人要多。
I have led more people to Christ in this dark room for 50 years than probably you will lead to Christ, even though you are healthy and active.
那你说这个问题的真正的症结在哪里？
So what is the solution?
就是在你对这一个基业的认识是什么？
It deals with what we know about the inheritance.
神是慈爱的，当然他也是公义的。
We know that God is merciful, but He is also righteous.
如果我们真的在今生，我们有许许多多的不顺利。
Therefore, in this life, if there are many tough goings for us,
弟兄姊妹，你如果我们对那个基业有更深的羡慕和认识的话，
then if we have a deeper understanding of our inheritance to come,
我们就不太在乎今生我们有什么很丰富的物质上面的享受。
Then perhaps we will not pay too much attention to what we have right now.
甚至对于我们的病，医得好医不好，都不是我们最高考虑的一点。
The knowledge of our inheritance may even impact on our decision of whether we want to get well or not.
神的恩召，神给我们的基业。
The call of God and the inheritance that He has prepared for us.
今天早上我在这里跟大家一起分享。
This morning I have shared these two things with you.
我承认这是不太容易听得进去的信息。
I admit that perhaps this is one of the more difficult messages.
但却是保罗所祷告的一个重点。
But these were the major emphasis of Paul's prayer.
除非我们真的认识恩召和基业真正的意义。
Unless we truly know the meaning of our call and our inheritance.
我们继续再看下去，才能够真正了解在上帝心意里面什么叫做教会。
We will not be able to understand the truth concerning the church.
下个礼拜我要跟大家从十九节讲到二十三节，讲到第三个祷告的那个认识是关于能力方面。
Next week I will spend time to talk to you from verse 19 to 23 about the power.
请各位为我祷告。
Pray for me.
让我们因着这一篇信息或者这一篇的祷告，让我们能够好好的进入神为我们预备的羊年。
So that we can be better prepared to enter this new year with God's help.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, and the riches of his glorious inheritance.
请我们翻到126首我们的诗歌，我们一同作为我们在神面前的祷告。
Let us respond to God with our hymnal 126.